Hey, welcome to the Reluctant Leader Podcast. I'm Paul Jenkins, and this is episode 37. As you know, we're in a mini-series in Psalm 126. We're talking about what it looks like when God's people are restored to health. And boy, don't we need to be restored to health. And we're talking about characteristics that mark us when we are living lives restored to health. And today, I thought, hey, let's talk about a four-letter word that changes everything. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you find value in it. And if you do, I sure hope you share it with somebody that needs to hear this today. So without further ado, let's jump into part three of our Restored to Health mini-series. Hey, I'm sitting here on a beautiful 70-degree day in the middle of March as we jump into the next episode of our mini-series in Psalm 126, our Restored to Joy mini-series. Let's read it, the first three verses. Psalm 126 says this: "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for us. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Today, in a very short episode, I just want to highlight a very short word. It's right in the middle of verse 2. It's the four-letter word, then. Let's talk about what happens when we know that we've been restored, when we know that our mouths are filled with laughter, when we know that we have returned to joy. When that takes place in our lives, even in small incremental ways, then it will be said among the nations that the Lord has done great things for us. And then verse 3 says, the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy. It can sound like the psalmist is repeating himself, but he's not. What he's saying is the nations are testifying about us and about what the Lord has done by saying the Lord has done great things for them. And then we are echoing back, yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Do you know how powerful it is when you hear somebody brag about God in your life and you're able to agree with them? Maybe you can relate to the opposite, right? When somebody brags about God in your life and you think, oh, if they only knew, then they wouldn't have said that, right? We start to think about, Is my private life really the same as my public life? And what we see here in the Psalms is that when we're restored to joy, part of that means that when other people testify about what they see in our lives, we're able to agree with them. And there is so much power in that agreement, right? It's not necessarily that we are bragging on ourselves as much as it is that we're saying, you're right, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are actually filled with joy. Now, sneak peek ahead to the next episode. It doesn't mean that we never struggle again. And what we're going to see in the last half of Psalm 126, he starts it by saying, the Lord has restored our fortunes. He has returned the captives to us, and we're filled with laughter and joy. And then he's going to say, but restore our fortunes, Lord. And he's going to start talking about, we still need you to do things. But he's not begging God. He's coming from a position of certainty, a position of strength, saying, God, you did restore us. You have returned us to joy. And it is true that you have done great things for us, even though we still need to work those great things out. So today, I just want you to take some encouragement from the fact that when our private life matches our public life, when we know that he has restored us to joy, we can agree with people when they give God praise about what they see in our lives. And I know you've seen this happen. I know I'm talking to leaders, right? I'm talking to people who have been reluctant in leadership. And sometimes the reluctance that we feel in leadership is because we know the truth about ourselves. We know that what people say about us publicly does not match our private life. And in those moments, yeah, what we have to do is we have to repent. We have to lay that before the Lord and say, Father, forgive me for misrepresenting you to people. But once we've done that and we know that we've truly been restored on the inside, down deep in our soul, like where there used to be mourning, now there is this certain joy that cannot be taken. Doesn't mean externally things are better, but it just means internally we know that God has done a work. Something shifted in my soul, and I know. It's like you just, something clicks, and you're like, I know that God has heard my cry, and I know that he has come through and is continuing to come through for me. When that takes place, then when it's said among the nations that the Lord has done great things, you're going to smile and you're going to be able to agree and point to Jesus and say, yes, the Lord has done great things for us. Y'all, I hope that helps you as you take on the issues you face as a leader. These are challenging times, yes, and we face decisions that sometimes we just wish we could pass along to somebody else. But what God is showing me, and I hope he's showing you in Psalm 126, is that he's not looking for a better leader. He's not looking for a more charismatic leader. What he's looking for, y'all, is a healthy leader, a restored to joy leader that can lead people back to health. If it has added value to you personally and in your leadership, I would just appreciate you sharing it with somebody and pointing them our way here at the Reluctant Leader Podcast, where we love to say that if you'll just give God your yes, he will do